Well, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued in our I Am series. We're going through the Gospel of John, and we were in John chapter 14. And we read through verses 1 through 6. I'm going to read just verse 6 to you here. That's another one of Jesus' I Am statements. And he says this, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And what's really interesting about that statement is kind of how we got there. Jesus has been saying a lot of kind of troubling things to his disciples. He has told the crowds, hey, I'm leaving soon and you're not going to be able to go and follow me, at least not immediately. To where I'm going, you cannot come. He says that then to his disciples. And so his disciples, to be honest, are kind of worried and they're concerned. And in John chapter 14, it starts off by Jesus telling them, let not your hearts be troubled. He's telling them, look, don't be worried, don't be anxious, don't be troubled right now. And he goes on to tell them, I am going away. But kind of what he says is that's going to be for your benefit, because he says, I'm going to my Father's house, and in my Father's house, there's many rooms, and I'm going there to prepare a place for you, which I think is just extraordinary that Jesus Christ tells his disciples, his followers, which would include you and me. If you are following Jesus Christ, if you have trusted Jesus Christ with your life, Jesus says to you and to me, I'm going away to my Father's house where there are many rooms, many dwelling places is the literal word there, and I'm preparing a place for you, somewhere where you belong. You belong with God, your Father, with Jesus Christ forever, which just, I get amped when I think about that. But then he says also, hey, I'm coming back. And I will be, I'm coming back, and that way you'll be where I am. And he finishes this kind of episode off by saying in verse 4, he says, you know the way to where I'm going. And what's really interesting is in verse 5, Thomas has always gotten kind of a bad rap. He's the Thomas the doubter, the one who doubted even when the rest of the disciples were saying, hey, we saw Jesus, he's risen from the grave after his resurrection. And Thomas says, I will not believe it unless I see him with my own two eyes, basically. And Thomas gets a bad rap sometimes for that. But here, Thomas is the one who kind of speaks up. The disciples seemingly don't really understand what Jesus is saying, and they don't even know where he's going necessarily, let alone how to get there. And so Thomas is the one who speaks up for the disciples and says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And that's the buildup to then Jesus's kind of emphatic statement here where he says, Thomas, right, the disciples, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is something that we've seen over and over in the Gospel of John, these I am statements where Jesus walks people and leads people through their circumstances, gets them to think or see past just their circumstances, their felt needs, their desires, and helps them realize, look, what you're truly looking for and what you truly desire and what you truly need is me. We saw it with the woman at the well. Who needs physical water, but Jesus says, look, there's something much better than that. There's a water that I can give you that you'll never thirst again. And she says, Jesus, well, give me this water always to drink. And he says, I am that. I am the living water. If you'll come to me, I can give you rivers of living water that flow out of you. We see it after he feeds the 5,000, where he gives them physical bread to eat, but then he tells them, I am the bread of life. And if you eat of me, you'll never go hungry again. We see it with the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Mary and Martha come to Jesus and say, Jesus, had you just been here, our brother wouldn't have died. And Jesus says to them, Mary, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe in me, though you die, you will live. You'll have eternal life. That's been the whole point of the Gospel of John, is John is saying, look, I want you to believe in Jesus Christ and trust him, and in him you will find life. You'll find life in his name. Jesus is always bringing people to that place where he's saying, look, I am the one that you need. And so what I challenged our folks with, and what I'm going to challenge you with this morning, I said, look, this is a message that we carry as Christians. as Christians, we have this message, this gospel message, the good news that Jesus Christ is the great I am, that everything we truly need is found in Christ, the one who died on the cross and rose from the grave to save us from our sin and to bring us into our Father's house where we belong. And I said, look, there are people all around us. There are folks all around us in our neighborhoods, in our families, in our friend groups, in our classrooms, in our workplaces, that do not know the way to God. They do not know the truth. They do not know where to find life, and they're looking for it in so many different places and in so many different ways of living. And we carry with us the good news. Look, there is a way that leads to salvation, and that way has a name, and his name is Jesus Christ. There is truth, and truth has a name, and his name is Jesus Christ, and you can find true life. And life is found in Jesus Christ. We carry that good news, and it's our responsibility, our privilege and our responsibility, our God-given mission is to share and carry that good news to those around us. The way I said it on Sunday is that we're not saved to sit. We are saved to be sent. We are not saved just to sit and wait for Jesus to come back. In fact, I told our folks, look, Jesus promised to come back, and we need to live like he's coming back. We don't want him to come back and find us claiming to be followers of Christ, but really just sitting around twiddling our thumbs. We have a mission to go make disciples. And so we're not saved to sit, but to be sent. And so I encouraged our folks. I said, look, I know that can be maybe scary. If you're not living on mission, you're saying, man, I want to live on mission. I want to make disciples. I want to share my faith. Maybe that's scary at first and uncomfortable, and it's going to be inconvenient. And so I just said, let's start with this simple prayer. If that's where you are, just say, God, here I am. Use me. God, here I am. Use me. And so I want to give you time right now to pray that same prayer or something else like it in your own words, just to say, God, here I am. Use me to reach those people around me. I want to leverage my life for the sake of your kingdom and not mine. Let's take some time to pray right now. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.